opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. For all you that are listening to us today, good morning. It is 7:06 in the morning here on the 16th of June. Oh, my gosh, 16th of June. We're running through here already. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live, which is a good thing because it doesn't look like we're transmitting live. We've had a little lightning problem last night. We've got engineers out there working on it. But I'm here with Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning. And it's Thursday, so it's a good day, even though all this other stuff is going on.
It is. It is. There's a lot of stuff going on. And we are working, like I said, feverishly to get this back on.
Yeah,
and something shifted our power.
It was that was a pretty good lightning storm we had last night.
Well, and according to the guys out there, that we had lightning out there. So
yeah.
Now we're trying to figure out is, since the transmitter's transmitting, why the sound isn't going from the transmitter through the little wires over to there. So, but there's something in between that we've got guys looking at right now.
All right. So. 54 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high of 69 today, low of 55, and a chance of showers all day. On Friday, a slight chance of showers, a high of 73. Friday night getting down to 57. And on Saturday, a high of 82, a low near around 59. By Sunday, we're sneaking right back up to 92. The rain's all gone. And by Monday, we're looking back up to 100 degrees.
So there's like a 30-degree shift here in like 4 days.
But, you know, your body...
That would be Reading.
Yeah, that's just Reading. And it's amazing because the other day, Sunday, I went from 40 degrees in the morning to when I got back into Reading, you know, 5 hours later, it was like... 100.
I know.
And it's like your body goes, what?
You're on the coast, right?
Yeah. No, it was up in McLeod, actually.
Oh, McLeod was at 40 degrees?
Yeah, it did during the night. So wow. It was like crazy. So, weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793.
Well, good morning. And
good morning to
Lori. And she's in
Elko, Nevada.
Nevada.
All right.
Well, have a good time, Lori. Lori and Rick are out traveling. Well, Lori, you may be one of the few people that's listening to us then this morning. The engineers, like I said, are down there trying to. I'm not sure, but we're transmitting, but we're not. It's not from the transmitter. For some reason, it's not getting over to the big tall. You know, steel thing.
Yeah.
And that's what we're looking at right now. And Bob Belongi was here, gosh, all night, working on this. Mm. Not, you know.
Yeah.
He comes in, oh, no, my side's working. You get that? My side's working.
Yeah.
Well, his side is working, and that's important because other times this side, for some reason, went, yeah.
Well, that was a real good thunder bumper last night and lightning and I don't know, down in Anderson, we got a lot of rain. I don't know how much you got up here, but we got a good portion of rain.
Well, there's a lot of rain.
My gutters were running, you know, over the top. It was coming down so good.
Well, it was coming down tight. It was coming down, and I was getting ready to go out to the fair. I was going to judge biscuits. Well, I got a phone call and said, "Oh no, they've changed the biscuit contest." And I said, "To what?" And it was something like some kind of green, slimy vegetable. And I went, "Okay." And they said, "Look, you're off the hook. You know, we had a couple people for that." And I went, "Oh, okay." So I just didn't go.
Yeah, and that's kind of bad.
And the rain was coming down.
Well, the opening day of the fair, that's kind of... Yesterday was the opening day, yes.
Yes.
And that's too bad. But they got a lot of stuff done during the day.
Look at today. Yeah, during the day it was good. And then today it's going to be pretty nice, too, according to you.
It is, indeed.
And it's going to be cooler so you can spend more time there. And then tonight's going to be great. They got some really super acts at night. And it's going to, rest of the fair is just going to be a killer fair. They've got a lot more stuff this year.
And a lot better temperature so that everybody's not feeling, like you say, they can go out and stay longer and enjoy more and not be so hot. So it's great.
Okay. All right. Now, I am glad you're here.
I am too.
Well, always am. But especially this week because I want you to hold your thoughts right here until I finish. President Obama is heading to Orlando. And it appears that he's going down there to be with the people during this tragedy in the sense of wanting to help them come to grips with the tragedy down there in Orlando. And I hope and it made it sound like he wasn't going to go down there on a political rampage. I don't know. I would hope he's supposed to be there today. I hope that he uses because when he speaks, I mean he's got it. And that he does, he speaks for our country and how our country feels about what happened down in Orlando and the horrible the waste of people's lives down there, and that I hope that's what he does, and he doesn't use this as a political football because everybody else is. He's already done it. So that's why I said, I understand that. I just hope that he gets above that. And goes, he gets above that and actually tries to bring it together as opposed to, oh, no, it's this. You got to get rid of this or do that.
Really?
I really hope that with 8 months left.
Yeah. You're expecting the second coming of Christ is right around the corner as well, right?
Well, I'm just saying it's possible.
Well, but not really.
I just looked at it. Well, it is.
Come on, Carl.
I looked at a headline. It said, President is going to Orlando to heal, while politicians spar. And I'm thinking, well,
after what he's already done and what he's already come out and said, and the whole thing is all about, no, he's going down there to try to get the legislation that's pending in the Senate and in the House and all of the stuff they're trying to push through, and he's going to try to ban guns in the whole state.
We're starting to see people.
And if it isn't about the guns, then it's about the right-wing conspiracy that caused the whole thing. And you think he's going to say anything other than that?
It's not a right-wing conspiracy.
I understand that, but that's where he's laying it. The guns and it has absolutely any. No,
Carl, I don't think I.
That's
do
not going
think,
to happen.
I do not think he's going to say it's a right wing conspiracy when we have a Muslim who's yelling Allah Akbar. But here's
you
the
don't.
Part.
But he's already said that.
No, he didn't. Say
well,
that.
He didn't say
he
the
did
words.
He did not say right wing.
He did not say the words right wing conspiracy.
No, he didn't say. He
just
fact,
said
he
that,
actually said terrorism.
But
he didn't say Islamic terrorism.
Well, but
he said
he wasn't going to say it. He didn't understand any reason why he should.
And he's
use
totally
those
wrong.
Words.
He's totally wrong about that.
Exactly.
And,
We need to identify. Carl, but you're expecting him to change his stripes after 7.5 years.
Let's see what happens.
Really?
Because next Thursday, one of us is going to buy
and the
breakfast.
Easter Bunny and Santa
okay.
Claus are
next Thursday, one of us is going to buy the other one breakfast. So you have enough time left after this, so you don't have to rush away.
Okay.
We'll go down to
Classic
Cafe.
I'll make
cafe,
sure of it.
And we'll have chipped beef on toast.
You two are so cute.
Not only that, we sleep in the same kind of bed.
Yes, we do.
Not in the same bed. Because Linda's right now listening. She goes, what? What? What was that?
Yeah.
We sleep in the same sleep number.
Yes, we do. My sleep number is 55. Boy, it hangs
my
in there.
My sleep number is 60.
I'm just saying, you're getting tough there.
Hey, you know what? This is Sleep IQ technology helps you with the sleep on it. How long have you had your bed now?
I've had my bed probably around 11 years.
11 years.
Love it. It doesn't change. I mean, you can change the setting. It looks like a new and feels like a new bed. And the warranty, the only thing I had was a control issue. Man, they snapped on that. They've got your records. Great company.
It is a great company. And right now, you can get a Sleep Number bed for under $2,000. And it's a great buy. And the fact is that it's one of the three things that you need to have. It's sleep, exercise, and diet. And if you can't get it with that, In fact, you know, I was actually wrong. You know, the price on it now is under $1,100. And that's with Sleep IQ technology, starting at $1,099.98. The only way you can do that is to go over to Sleep Number Store, see Brian Janis or any of the professionals over there, and they will help you. This is like rated, this was the number one mattress by Consumer Reports. I can't say more than that because they don't take money. They come out and they say things that are just maddening to me. But they do tell the truth as well as what they see mm-hmm. when they're testing. I think their testing is, of all the things they do, it's remarkable that you've got a company that does something like this, and just they don't care. Mm-hmm. They don't care which company. They come out and say, this is good or this is bad. I mean, and nobody says anything to them. And that's the other thing, too. So it means that probably they're doing a good job on how they test. Anyway, Sleep Number. Let's go take a break because I want to come back and talk to you about are we starting to see a change in people's attitudes about semi-automatic, self-loading, you know, self-feeding rifles? And will there be an impact? We'll be right back.
Country in the air at this year's Shasta District Fair, opening at noon today. Fair gates and carnival open at noon today with free admission for seniors 62 and over, brought to you by the Record Searchlight and Action News Now. And Sierra Nevada bring you the nostalgia of Journey Revisited on the Members First Credit Union Grandstand stage at 8 p.m. Enjoy the antics of hypnotist Chris Mabry, plus Brad's World of Reptiles and plenty of showmanship in the Livestock Show Arena. The grounds are full of live entertainment all day long, and all entertainment is free with paid fair admission. Tomorrow, Grandstand Entertainment is country music's up-and-coming Jackson Mickelson, brought to you by Miller & Coors. And Saturday, don't miss the annual Junior Livestock Auction. It's your chance to come out and support the local youth and pay off time for their hard work. Then, at 7 p.m., it's crash, bang, and crazy time with go-kart, auto, and boat races brought to you by Budweiser and Bud Light. See you at the fair.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm John Scaife, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today, 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore for Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
You getting the theme here?
Yeah, lightning striking. You know, you are cruel.
We went out with Thunderstruck and came back with a great classic from Lou Christie.
7:20 in the morning from Lightning Struck Carl Bott. And lightning close in lightning fast. Trish Clark.
Oh, my
gosh. 7:20 in the morning. It's 54 degrees going up to, is that right, 69 today?
69 today.
Wow. Gee.
Yeah.
605-4567. And like I said, the engineers are down there working feverishly to see how come the transmitter's working and the tower's still standing, but there's nothing going between
nothing
the two.
There's
the little wire that's going between it. Now he's checking on that. So we should have this thing fixed. They were working on it last night, too. You know, lightning is just, and you know, and the thing about it is it's kind of like one of those acts of nature. And so you just, okay, we'll just get it reset.
It is what it is. Because
the transmitter will reset, or it comes, or it powers down when it gets something like that, a surge, and you get all these lights on up. Transmitter's just sitting there happy going, with green lights.
As Scotty famously said in the Star Trek movies, the fancier the plumbing, the easier it is to stop up the drain.
Well, but we have some pretty basic drains around here. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. We told you what happened on Sunday. Our air conditioner went out, and we gave a call to Alliance. They were there in 30 minutes. Guy knew exactly, and goes down, he said, it's your blower, takes it apart. We'll be back tomorrow. And they were back the next day, fixed it at a very, very, very reasonable price, everything. In and out and perfect. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. What can I say? And I also had Powerhouse Solar come by and look at it and did a thorough study of the house and what they could do to drop the price and everything. And he says, well, you know frankly, he says, for the amount of electricity you use, I'm not sure that this would be, you know, would this would be, you know, price, you know, the price break wouldn't work. I mean, so here's, it's not a hard sell. He looks at it. And in some cases it would be, but he's going to be on and talk about, we're going to talk about that, how, you know, having solar power, what it can do for you and the, you know, how it does cut back, because it would cut back a good third on my electricity bill.
I had that done a few years back and came up with about the same. Just given everything about my life and what have you and the house I live in, really proved that for me personally, that probably wasn't a really good way to go. I mean, it wasn't an advantage.
Right. But there, for a lot of people,
for
really
a lot
is.
Of people, there right. is. And I appreciate the fact that they'll come out and do that analysis and help you out so that you can get a good understanding of whether that's a good idea for you or not.
It is. And they do it. What they do is they get a year's worth of your electric bills. And you can take a look at, you know, and it was good for me to have that, too. And I'm like, whoa. So, you know, 1 month it's 200, and 1 month it's 600. So you can probably imagine. December's, it turned out, was really high because we had a lot
that
of.
That was all the Christmas tree lights and all the parties.
Christmas tree lights, but my kids were here, too. And
yes.
So, I mean, they ran everything like 24 hours a day. So, anyway. Hey, the attack on these on your sporting rifles, your quote ARs is on. And I'm starting to hear things from strange people like Bill O'Reilly says. Well, you know what? He says, I'm not saying you can't have it, but there should be. And this is the complete ignorance of people anyway. And he's showing his ignorance in this. Heavy weapons. It's not a heavy weapon. It's a light semi-automatic rifle. A heavy weapon is a, you know, when you start talking heavy, you know, I mean, even heavy machine guns, like 50 cals. And this is not a heavy weapon. He says there should be a way is that the government knows if you've got these. Well, they do know if you have those, because when you buy one, you go through the NCIS to make sure that you can buy one. And this guy bought these legally. Now, here's the thing. If you are on the terror watch list or the don't fly list, then perhaps not just automatically say you can't have it, but at least check and see if because some people have been on it, like Senator Kennedy, Teddy Kennedy was on it, and a lot of other people
probably well deserved.
Yeah, that might have been. But anyway, but a lot of other people are on it who are not terrorists. They just get it's one of those things where you take all these names and your name gets bundled up, but.
if somebody's on a no-fly list and they think, and he's been, you know, they think it's a terrorist, maybe that person, there should be a way of ascertaining that, one, he doesn't just completely get taken off the list to be able to buy a gun, but at least now they go back and check, make sure they got the right guy.
Have you heard from, anything from the whistleblower that is talking about that he worked in Homeland Security and they were given a list out of the White House that they were to take out all the information about this whole group of Muslims that they had been following and that they were no longer to be tracking them?
No.
That's kind of it. There's a lot of stuff on the internet right now, and I don't know whether it's. This is from more factual sources, and in fact, he was on Sean Hannity's talk radio show during the day.
I have not. Did Sean Hannity have a?
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Wrong station. However, the guy actually has some credible as far as I checked out where he did work and all of that, and he's being titled as a whistleblower. But anyway, he was talking about the fact that if in fact he had been able to continue the research that he was doing on these things, the mosques. They were following the activities of the mosques in these various stations, places, and all of the recent attacks, San Bernardino, Orlando, and all of the ones we've had in the United States. In fact, they were following those mosques and those people that were going to them and probably could have prohibited some of these things, is the story.
Well, the thing that's getting to me right now is they're starting to go back, oh, he had a traumatic childhood. Oh, you know what? He was sexually frustrated, or he was sexually ambiguous, or he was sexually confused. Sexually confused. And he wasn't even sure which of the Islamic hate parties that he wanted to be a part of.
Yeah, but how about his wife even saying now that she knew that? Be true?
That's not my point. My point is, though, is the fact is I don't want to hear about that because, frankly, I don't care if he was sexually ambiguous. I don't care if he was a transgender. He went into a place and killed 49 people.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't care. You know,
and yelled out.
And do we care if Hitler was a bedwetter? No. We care that Hitler killed all these people. Do we care that Stalin, was short and had this thing for small people? You know, I mean, no, we don't care. We just don't care because of what they did. And I don't care if he's sexually confused. The guy went in there yelling Allah Akbar. He called news stations. He called people on the radio. He did Facebooks while he's killing people. This guy was reveling in what he was doing. He was reveling in it. Now, the part you're talking about is his wife. They've got on tape out buying ammo with him. And the point is that she said that she went with him when he went out and looked at, you know, at different places. So, to me, I mean, what did she say? She was trying to talk him out of it, or which is what she says. But why didn't she call somebody?
Well, because we're told you're racially profiling. And
no, it was her. It was no. It was his wife. Why didn't she call somebody? She's an accessory to this.
Yeah, you would think. You know, I think the problem is that it's becoming so commonplace. And our media will not, like you say, they're going to cover his sexual tendencies. Now they're trying to say that, as you indicate, with all the sexual information they're throwing out there, that in fact he was gay, or at least bisexual, and that that's why he did it, because he was so tortured by the fact that he was one of them and he hated that so badly. I'm like you, I don't care. The bottom line is, we continue to allow, and we don't respond. We're not responding to these actions at all. We can't even in this country say exactly what it was. I mean, we can't identify
it. Sure we can't. It was an Islamic terrorist. I have no problem saying
that. Well, media, the coverage, the thing that all of the people that don't listen to radio stations like yours, Carl, who actually get good information, the people that are getting their information off of the regular media stream, this is all about too many guns.
Oh, and they're...
And whether
lies the problem.
And that's exactly right.
I have,
because
have,
back to what you started this conversation with, is that we're hearing from a lot of different people, well, maybe it would be good to limit how many bullets are in a gun. Well, if they have to reload, then people could run and hide. You're not hearing, how about if there was two people in that group that were armed, they'd have dropped that sucker and it'd have been all over. Instead of a gun-free zone.
All bars, including ones here in, if it's just a bar, are gun-free zones.
Why?
Because you cannot carry a concealed weapon into a bar.
Really?
That's the law. And, you know, if it doesn't serve food, if its primary mission is just drinking, which was what Pulse was, from what I understand. It was just a nightclub.
Yeah.
Go in there, dance, and drink.
Is that, well, then they ought to change the law.
Then you cannot carry in there.
Then they ought to change the law.
And besides, everybody had their shirts off, so where are you going to hide it?
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, the...
Everybody had their shirts off?
I don't know if everybody. It was a bad joke. We're going to take a break. We're going to be talking about, you know what, things that happen and that need to be fixed. We got somebody that can do all that. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over Jerry and his people over at Budget Blinds. Whether you're, now that the heat is going to start,
back up by the weekend.
He can put solar shades out there. And I've talked to people that have had them, and they're saying, oh, my gosh, they work so great. So Jerry's going to go put solar shades in our house as soon as we get him over there, because you can cut back on your electricity bill by a whole lot also. And you think about that, because it keeps the cool air in and the hot air out.
I need a solar sheet for my roof.
You need a solar sheet for your roof. You probably need one for your sleep number. So anyway, give him a call at 226-9027 or visit him on the web at budgetblinds.com, because he, whether it's interior type of wall and window coverings or outside, and even the ones outside, you can get a rebate from REU up to $500. That sounds pretty good. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. 7:31 in the morning.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
If you have knee or hip pain, learn how to stop hurting and start moving again. Providence Orthopedic Institute invites you to a free talk on June 17th at Mount Shasta Resort. Mako Technology at Providence may be the right solution for your knee or hip joint pain. Life is better in motion, so come to Providence Orthopedic Institute's free talk, Friday, June 17th at Mount Shasta Resort. Register at 888-907-0915 or at providence.org/jointrobot.
Hello, North State. I'm Jerry Bay with Budget Blinds of Reading, also proud member of Reading Host Lions Club. Are you ready for some football? On behalf of Reading Host Lions, I would like to personally invite you to the Lions All-Star Football Game, Saturday, June 18th at Shasta College Stadium. Gates open at 4 p.m., kickoff is at 5. All proceeds go to Lake McCumber Diabetic Camp. Budget Blinds, we have a style for every point of view. That's the Lions All-Star Football Game at Shasta College Stadium, June 18th.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Wings of Summer Butterflies opens at Turtle Bay for a limited engagement again this summer. From May 1st to July 10th, you can observe hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil, enclosed garden. Up to 32 species of butterflies will arrive as chrysalis and will enclose in the butterfly house. You can witness this magical experience or even release your own butterfly for just a dollar. The butterfly house is open daily starting May 1st. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460
Don't know
AM.
Why. There's no sun up in the sky, stormy weather.
You're just cruel, aren't you, there, Bob?
Since my man and I. He's having such fun with the music this morning.
Having a good time with the stormy weather, lightning, striking, all that.
I enjoy the thematic production.
Yeah.
That's my friend Bob. Why don't you start reading in the chat room, because there's other things that are going on. Since you're the head engineer here, I think I would be taking this a little more seriously. 7:35 in the morning, going for 8 o'clock here on the 16th of June. I'm here, of course, with Trish Clark. And you know what? We're just having a great time here. We do anyway.
Actually, I like it when we can just do a little bit of that exchange, like the first half hour.
No. We need to do that. Yeah.
I have to set you straight.
Well, you know what? You think you set me straight. But just because that you are right of Attila the Hun on something.
I think that's probably
and I'm
true.
And I'm just Genghis Khan. I mean, you know, it's just, you know, I'm just kind of riding to the sound of the guns to the right-hand side, but I don't have to worry about my right flank because you're way out there sometimes. Well, Gates Sports Club, though, is a great place for anybody, whether you are left, right, or in the middle right now. Well, Gates Sports Club, located at the corner of Eureka and Court Street, is outstanding. It's got everything, and it's updating. You know, ever since Rich Novelli bought it, he's just constantly upgrading the club. He's got a saltwater pool facility that's there that is just absolutely fabulous. The towel services, Bohem Spa's in there. Every type of machine you want to work out on, plus free weights. That's a little. Plus free weights. I'm having one of those days, you know. So the fact is that you can do it all. They've got trainers. They have it all there. It's a great place to work out. It's a great place to go to, and you're just you walk in, and immediately you are struck by the professionalism, the cleanliness, everything. Which is great. Welcome 8 Sports Club. Again, 1740 Eureka Way, 768-1205. Okay, we're here with our guest from Simple Solutions, Chris Fleischman, who is the owner there. And Simple Solutions is?
It's an appliance repair place. Also, I do HVACR and minor electrical work. I've been up here since 1994, and I've got to say, you know, the North State is a really excellent place, and we've got a really excellent community here.
Oh, don't we have a great place?
We really do. I've been all over from High End Palm to Aden to Yreka to Red Bluff to Platina, and the attitude of people here is really, I think, the backbone of it, and I really enjoy living up here.
Okay. Now, how'd you get into this?
Well,
I mean, because you repair a lot of things here. I mean, you're the guy to call. You can just come in and just fix things.
Yeah. I got a degree in electronics technology back in the 80s, and then I had a job working for RPS, of all places. And they opened up Reading in 1994, I believe it was, and I had the opportunity to get out of Oakland. You know, Oakland's this great place to be from, if you ask me. And
a lot of people say that.
So I had the opportunity, and I took advantage of it and worked with RPS for a few years, and then we went our separate ways. I went back down to the Bay Area and put myself through HVACR school, commercial refrigeration, all of that, and was living up here and working down there for a while, met my wife up here, and we went and we got married, and I was at a point, I was just working down there three weekends a month. I'd come up and visit my wife, and I was working down there, and I finally got up here and got on with the heating and air company, and then I did some work. I drilled wells for a living, too, for a while, and that's a great thing to get behind you. And then I started working for the local prominent appliance repair company here in town, and for 9.5 years, I was a field service technician for them. And at this point in my life, I'm ready to be out on my own. I really crave having direction over my time. And so that's where I am. I like the fact that I'm one of those task-oriented type people. So when I go and see something, and we might have, you know, at a company, you might have a policy that says, well, we're not touching that thing. Uh-huh. Where I go, well, you know what? I can borrow from the HVACR industry, and I can put that component on there, and you'll be good to go.
Well, and that's something that's so lacking in the repair business right now, and I've noticed it over the last few years, and specifically because I'm a female by myself. So it used to be where people used to fix things. Now the immediate response 99% of the time when you get somebody to come in your house is you need a new one. I mean, they don't want to fool with, as you indicate, taking a part off of something else and fixing it or being creative. It's just simply, well, you'll have to have a new one.
Yeah, I consider that a form of mental laziness.
I think so.
And it's a shame. You know, of course, I only fix things. I don't sell them. So I have no incentive to try to sell you a new one.
And there's the difference.
And all my incentive is to be really direct with you whether it's worth fixing or not. In fact, I've got a dryer out in Anderson that if I hadn't been able to borrow from the refrigeration industry, it would be a goner. It would be dead. I got a washing machine out in Bella Vista that I was able to fix that normally everybody looked at and said, that's a basket case. Forget it. So,
well, you know, I'm sorry I had to run out because our engineer is down on the is down at the site now checking things. You know what? We've got a set of what is that? The old ones you bought from Sears, the
Kenmores.
Mm-hmm. And Linda's had these things for like 15 years. And occasionally somebody has to come out and work on them. And now we know that we have somebody we can just have come out here and take care of them. We trust in all this. But the guy that comes out says, yeah, keep fixing it. Because this will last. If you bought a brand new one, this would last longer than the new ones.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because that is the way the industry is going.
Because it's going like that. He says keep these going as long as you can. He says because they're going to outlast anything you buy.
I've got my Whirlpools I bought new from 1985.
Mm-hmm.
And because they're electromechanical, they're easy to fix. They're easy to diagnose. When you start getting into the electronics aspect of things, it's a lot harder to get it dialed in. In fact, most places will just say, you know, if it's electronic control, forget it. I can actually fix electronic controls sometimes. I also have sources to send them out if I need to. But I personally think, you know, the cost and the sophistication to make something just a little bit more energy efficient isn't worth it in terms of reliability.
Well, that's the problem, and they don't work as well, and they don't last as long.
No, exactly. If you got a super energy efficient product, that means it has less power.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and they're saying things like it has to, you know, the water that goes into it, you know, is not enough water because they're trying to save water and all these things. So, anyway, it's like cars. You used to be able to work on cars. Now, unless you've got things that read computers, forget it.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
You can't just reach in there and just kind of like, you know, wrench them like you used to.
You can't even reach into the... I actually lifted up the hood on my Lexus. You can't even see anything. It's all a closed unit almost. I was amazed.
It's getting that way with refrigeration systems where to replace an evaporator coil, for instance, you got to spend 45 minutes dismantling the thing to get down to it, you know?
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's, you know, the way I look at this thing, and I believe I'm right on it, is they're making them, they're designing them to get down the production line real fast. There's things that it might take me 20 minutes to take apart and 2 minutes to put back together. So I think that kind of backs up my theory about that. It's all about getting it down the production line fast. Mm-hmm. If 85% of them work great, that's fine. We'll make our money on the 85%. If the 15 go down to the waste,
we'll just replace them.
We'll just, yeah. We made our money on the 85%. Yeah. We don't care about the 15.
The attitude is simply we don't repair it. We just buy it, put in a new one.
Well, yeah, that's kind of where we're going. But where does all that stuff go? We've got a waste stream issue too in this country.
Oh yeah.
And, well, that is that's the topic for a whole show, because I think that there's about 50 years from now, these things are going to start blowing up like you have small explosions all over the world with all the dumps.
Yeah, because Bob's telling people how to make bombs here on the.
No, they're building gas. We've made them, underline them, coat them on the top. Seal up all the sides, and they're sitting there like little pressure cookers.
No, I know, but Bob, are you really, Bob, are you really
little
telling
pipes in there so that the gas can get out?
We are now. We're actually creating electricity off the dump here in Chester County.
Well, now that's smart.
Well, but that's because of, but who knew? As they were, I mean, they didn't think far enough ahead to realize all the gas that they were building until they started doing the testing, and now that's what you're going to have to do. You've got to get that gas off. Mm-hmm. And so now, actually, they're creating electricity out there.
And here's a question I have about the energy efficiency of things. Let's say you've got a control that's made in China, okay? So they're going to make it in a less energy-efficient factory. They're going to drive it down to the dock in a less energy-efficient way. It takes energy to lift that thing on a cargo, into one of those big cargo bins, and stick it on that that ship going across the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
They got to pull it off. That takes energy. Stick it on a train to take it to a warehouse. That takes energy. Have a truck deliver it to a local warehouse. Have UPS pick it up with their big truck, take it to their terminal, drive it up here. Then it comes to my house, and I drive it across town to your place. That's a heck of a lot of energy used to get that energy-efficient part to your house. What if we built it right here, A, or B, what if we made it so it was way more reliable in the first place? I think we'd end up saving energy in the long run if the thing was just more reliable.
Do you foresee a time in the future when, instead of ordering the widget part from some factory in China, literally there's a 3D printing, like a Kinko's for 3D printing. You give them the spec, they print the part, and you go install it. You've cut down your supply chain just dramatically.
You know, I think that is good for certain parts, bearings and that sort of thing. But for electronic parts, I don't see that happening. You're not going to be able to do that with a 3D printer. But, yeah, there's certainly sometimes
some parts you can do.
Some parts you can
do. Yeah, simple parts. Okay. Hey, we're here with Chris Fleischman, owner of Simple Solutions. And he's talking about he does all types of simple appliance repairs, minor HVAC, light electrical, and light plumbing. Talking about, you know, I guess we're kind of gone beyond that is into the process of why things are breaking down so much and, you know, and the waste from it because only, you know, there's so much of it. I just lost it right there because I'm hearing people talking back over there. So we're going to take a break and we'll be right back after these messages.
There's country in the air at this year's Shasta District Fair opening at noon today. Fair gates and carnival open at noon today with free admission for seniors 62 and over. Brought to you by the Record Searchlight and Action News Now. And Sierra Nevada bring you the nostalgia of Journey Revisited on the Members First Credit Union Grandstand stage at 8 p.m. Enjoy the antics of hypnotist Chris Mabry, plus Brad's World of Reptiles and plenty of showmanship in the Livestock Show Arena. The grounds are full of live entertainment all day long, and all entertainment is free with paid fair admission. Tomorrow, Grandstand Entertainment is country music's up-and-coming Jackson Mickelson, brought to you by Miller & Coors. And Saturday, don't miss the annual Junior Livestock Auction. It's your chance to come out and support the local youth and pay off time for their hard work. Then, at 7 p.m., it's crash, bang, and crazy time with go-kart, auto, and boat races brought to you by Budweiser and Bud Light. See you at the fair.
She was crying when I first met her. Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Newly engaged, she had just crashed the vehicle they bought together. It had rolled over an embankment and every panel had to be repaired or replaced. A full paint job was also required. Our estimate was well over $20,000.
Now he won't want to marry me, she cried.
When he arrived, he comforted her and was glad she was safe. On the day of delivery, I learned they were moving out of state immediately. I had inspected the vehicle and test-driven it myself. But a drive over a couple of states, in the mountains and long desert stretches, made me feel uneasy. I was confident in our repair, but what if the unexpected happened? A few days later, he called, and my heart skipped a beat. Hi, Don. Just wanted you to know the car drove perfectly, not even a squeak. It's times like this when I love this business. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Redding till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Redding, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Okay, was that weather or something like that in this one? No,
I just like Rick Derringer.
Oh, okay. I was waiting for it to say lightning striking and, you know, how about floods? Floods coming down the corridors here.
Rock and roll. Anticipating your producer.
Okay, you're right. I can't do that anymore. All right, everybody. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's 10 minutes until the hour of 8 o'clock. 54 degrees out there, going up to 69 today. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. This is one of Trisha's favorite places.
It absolutely is. They have beautiful, beautiful estate jewelry. All kinds of collections and new and used and watch repair, and they're just the place to go when you need a cheering up.
There you go. The only trained watch repairman in the whole area is right there. And if you've made a mistake, go down to Four Winds Jewelry and let them rectify that mistake for you by showing you which bauble or diamond bracelet or whatever.
From a guy's point of view.
Oh, that's from a guy's point of view. But I mean, you know, if you're just kind of like, oh man, you know, yeah, maybe I shouldn't have been watching the basketball all through the weekend or football or something like that. But here, honey.
So you could buy a key out of the doghouse there.
Maybe at least buy another chance. You know, I won't do this again until next year type thing.
Or you could just do that because she's special.
Or she could do that because she's special. Yeah. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4:30. Okay, we're here with Chris Fleischman, who's got his company, Simple Solutions. You know, Simple Solutions, too, do people call you up and say, hey, look, I've got this problem with my next-door neighbor?
I don't do those kinds of business, no.
And so what do you think? And they tell you everything that's going on. So what's the solution to this, Chris?
The solution for me is to direct them to counseling and hang up. But, I've got excellent neighbors, by the way. I just wanted to mention that. If you guys are listening, I love you guys.
Okay, so simple.
Sometimes,
solution.
Yeah, sometimes. Well, I guess you could say that one of the ways that I have to cut that out is because I'm out in the field doing repairs, is that the way that people contact me is to email me rather than to phone me. There's nothing, when I'm focused on fixing something, there's nothing worse than getting a phone call for me.
Oh, yeah.
It's really disturbing. So that's the way it works. I've got a couple of property management companies, and all they do is they just email me the work order. I email back to them, boom, I got it, and we're good to go.
Okay, so how do people get a hold of you then?
That's simplesolutions911@gmail.com. Now, once I've figured out that you're not going to just sit there and, you know, complain about your neighbor or whatever, I'll give you my phone number. I'll call you back and you can have my phone number. But it's just, in a sense, it's a way of getting my customers lined up in the first come, first serve order. Let me know what's going on with it a little bit so that by the time I call you back, I've got it fixed in my mind what's going on and what I need to do.
Is there anything you won't work on?
WRF 989s. If you have one, I'm sorry.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a Whirlpool refrigerator. I've replaced too many evaporators on them. I'm not really happy with those. So
I refuse to work on them.
And Whirlpool refrigerator.
Honestly.
989.
WRF 989. If you've got one and it's working, God bless you. I'm not a big fan. So.
Well, that's good to know. Let me look at mine. What is this?
There aren't very many things that I won't work on. As far as appliances go, HVAC, I don't have a contractor's license, so I can't build more than 500. So everything I do is a small, quick job. Typically, if you call me today, I will be there today or tomorrow.
And you have referrals and all that kind of stuff from people?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
And you, and this is really good to know because, you know, though we have the home insurance policy, I mean, sometimes it takes these people, you know, they come in there and they futz around with it, and it's just not fixed, then they come back again and again.
Oh, that reminds me, Carl, I don't deal with home insurance companies. No.
Okay, well, you know what?
I don't do warranty work.
Well, but I tell you what, if we find people Alliance, I mean, you know, they came in and did a major job for us and because it was worth to us. So now that we've got Chris here, we can, when we have a problem that Chris can fix it, it's worth it to us.
Well, I think that's invaluable, and I certainly know that I have a group of friends that we have a hard time finding somebody who will deal with the small jobs. If they're not going to come out and make between $500 and $1,000, they don't want to be bothered with you. Yeah. Those small little things that are, that you just need to have fixed, it's difficult to find somebody who'll even talk to you.
Which manufacturer right now is giving you the best bang for the buck as a consumer, that the least amount of problems reported from your point of view?
Well, that's kind of trying to prove a negative. I couldn't really tell you that, because here's the thing. What if 10,000 of product A was out there and only 500 of product B was out there, and there's 50 of product B have failed and 50 of product A have failed? Well, product B is going to be the worst one. Product A is only 50 out of 10,000, 50 out of 500. I don't know how many are out there in the world. So it's not really something that I can yeah. speak on. It's just not my wheelhouse.
Okay. But if you were just to buy, I mean, could you see stuff now from Samsung and a lot of different manufacturers, a lot of cheap Chinese crap on the market? But just your impression, if you were to go out and buy something and with an eye towards keeping it for a while.
Well, I would have to look at it from the standpoint of fixing things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big fan of Samsung or LG. LGs aren't so bad, but Samsung in particular, their refrigerators, they are just,
and that's what he's getting at. This is not an official study, but this is from what you observe, and you see a lot of things. You say, you know, just not, you know, it seems like Samsungs are a real problem.
From the perspective of somebody who has to fix them, you know, they make great electronic devices, but when you start making appliances, I think they still have the mindset of making electronic devices.
They put a flat screen in a television in a refrigerator. Did you know that?
Yeah, who do you call? You call the TV guy? Do you call the refrigerator guy on that one?
Flat screen in a refrigerator?
Swear.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
Okay, Chris Fleischman here from Simple Solutions, and if you've got a small problem, it's under $500. This is the guy to call. You know, if you've got some major work, yeah, you might want to go. You know, you need to go to some other people. But if you're if an appliance isn't working,
washers, dryers, refrigerators, microwaves, stove.
Yeah, even small HVAC stuff. You know, if it's a minor thing, I'm not going to change out a compressor. I've done enough of those in my lifetime, but. And that's over 500, but small things I can do. You know, change out a thermostat, that kind of thing. I do that for property management companies in town here. And so that's pretty much my wheelhouse. I would say that what
does
sets
it keep
me
busy?
Apart.
Does it keep you busy?
I'm here on the radio because I want to be more busy
okay.
right now.
All right.
But really, what is. I kind of lost my train there. Oh, what sets me apart, I think, is how quickly I respond. Typically, you call me today, I will be there today or tomorrow. That's how my business is set up. They're small projects, and that's how I want it to be. I don't want to be more than 3 days out. My personality doesn't like me to have things hanging out there in the future. So I like to get in there, get it done, and follow through all the way. I'm the one guy, if you call and you have an issue with an appliance and I take it on, I'm the guy to call. There's no cracks for it to fall through.
Okay, and the great part of that
is
we're going to one more time get your pencil ready because you don't have a phone number. I mean, you do, but the way to get a hold of you and get that immediate response is simplesolutions911@gmail.com.
That's it.
We can do that. And if you've got any type of problems like that, this is the man to go to.
There you go.
Okay.
That's good information. One more time, simplesolutions911@gmail.com. Because I know there's a lot of people out there going, whoa, somebody that would actually respond to me, come on the same day or the next day and solve some of these small problems that you just have a difficult time getting somebody to care.
Light plumbing. What do we mean by light?
I mean really light, like changing out anything outside the wall, changing out a basin, things like that, changing a faucet, garbage disposal, yeah.
But if it's clogged, no.
Well, if it's clogged, then we're in a drain. No, that's okay. Something for a real plumber.
Okay. All right. So you can do that kind of work. Okay. This is all good to know.
Yeah, I grew up, my parents bought their first income property when I was 4 years old. Yes. So believe me, I've done everything about household. But as I've gotten older and I've gotten a degree in electronics, I'm trying to really focus back down into appliances, to be mm-hmm. honest with you. That's where my core business is.
Yeah, but I'm having a mental picture here that I can see. If I can get you in there to fix the refrigerator, there's a couple other little small things that
those
a
little
man
nibbles.
Can take
yeah.
care.
Those
yeah,
dishwashers, a dishwasher.
Oh, by the way.
That leaks
you know,
a little
I got
bit.
This little leak in this faucet right here on the top. And about
well, I did that the other day with an evaporative cooler, and then next thing you know, I'm fixing her thermostat. So it happens.
Yeah.
Can you do that?
Thermostats?
Yeah.
Well, typically a thermostat's either broken or repaired, but this particular one, the batteries were in the wrong way, so that was simple.
Simple solutions.
Simple solutions.
Okay, so if you've got a problem in around the house and it has to do with anything electrical, appliances, or light plumbing, or minor HVAC stuff, you give Chris a call, Chris Fleischman, who is the owner of Simple Solutions, and you get a hold of him at simplesolutions911@gmail.com. He'll be out there that day, or will be there as soon as he can, and by no later than the next day. Is that correct? This is it. We have two things. What?
Well, let's do an experiment. Somebody, whoever, anybody out there in radio land that's listening, go ahead and Gmail me, and let's see how quickly it takes for me to get the information. I've got my iPhone in my back pocket here. Let's just see what happens.
Okay. All right. Hey, we got to take a break, and we'll be right back after the news with Larry Boseman, who is the or Tim Boseman, who is heads up the VA right here, but the Veterans Home right here in Reading.
News this hour, townhall.com.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
CIA Director John Brennan will update lawmakers on Capitol Hill and already has begun doing so today about the ongoing threat of the Islamic State terrorist group. Among his comments this morning, not good news about ISIS plans.
ISIL has a large cadre of Western fighters who could potentially serve as operatives for attacks in the West. And the group is probably exploring a variety of means for infiltrating operatives into the West, including in refugee flows, smuggling routes, and legitimate methods of travel.
CIA Director John Brennan testified this morning before the Senate Intelligence Committee. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says it will be an emotional event when President Obama pays a visit to Orlando this afternoon to talk about the nightclub shooting on Sunday.
The President certainly wants to offer his condolences and comfort to the families of those who were killed.
But is the president doing enough to stand up against ISIS? Donald Trump says no, accusing the president of often showing more concern for America's enemies than for U.S. citizens. That's always stoked up more anti-Trump rhetoric among many Democrat supporters like these who turned out yesterday in Atlanta trying to disrupt a Donald Trump rally. Correspondent Maggie Michael reports a search vessel has spotted the wreckage from the Egypt air jet that disappeared last month.
The committee has not given a specific location for parts of the plane. But since the beginning of the search, we have known that they narrowed down the area to 5 kilometer or 3 mile area north of Egyptian port city of Alexandria.
Off the coast of Crete, they say. Temperatures climbing to dangerous levels in several Midwestern and Southern states. Not unseasonably so.
We're starting to get into the time of year where you're going to see the heat build up. The monsoon hasn't set up where there would be more moisture coming off the Pacific to add to the humidity. So it's not that early for this type of heat.
Jim Hayes at the National Weather Service. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-423-4557. That's 1-800-423-4557. 1-800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors not available in all states.
A plan by British Prime Minister David Cameron to stop in Gibraltar to make his pitch for Britain staying in the European Union is raising a few eyebrows and annoying Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy.
Mr. Cameron's visit, the first by a sitting prime minister since 1968, is controversial in Spain. The sovereignty of Gibraltar remains contested. Mr. Rajoy emphasized today that, regardless of which side wins the referendum, he believes Gibraltar is Spanish territory, not British. Despite their differences over Gibraltar, however, Mr. Rajoy reiterated his government's support for the UK remaining in the EU.
That is correspondent Hugh Schofield reporting the number seeking unemployment benefits in this country has gone up. The Labor Department says weekly applications rose by 13,000 last week, up to a seasonally adjusted total of 277,000. Low enough, though, that it indicates employers are cutting relatively few jobs. Breaking news, townhall.com. The September 11th Victims Compensation Fund has posted some new rules for filing claims. Keith Peters takes a closer look.
Changes include extending the deadline to December 18th, 2020, and modifying the definitions of health conditions that are covered. The new regulations are available for public comment. Congress established the compensation fund after the 2001 terror attacks. It operated for 2 years, giving $6 billion to victims' families and $1 billion to the injured. The fund was reopened in 2011 after Congress authorized the James Zadroga 9/11 Health and Compensation Act, named for a detective who died in 2006. The Justice Department says the fund has paid more than $1.52 billion to first responders, recovery workers, and residents since 2011. Keith Peters reporting.
Mortgage rates continue to be low. Long-term U.S. mortgage rates say the 30-year rate dipped to 3.54% this week. Breaking news and analysis to be found at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Trish here, so it's got to be
morning,
Thursday.
Yeah, love Thursday.
Well, you know what? I love it when you're here because, you know, for a variety of reasons. One, you and I get each other and we headbutt and talk about things in maybe a different sense of what we both believe, but it's none of it is. It should be the way here that you and I can argue, as I do with my friends who are liberal progressives. But there's no anger there. But we can just really get into the argument, and then at the end of it, you kiss and make up, or you know, it's just you don't feel bad about it. And that's the way, you know.
We can agree to disagree.
Where did we lose that? Where you've got to kill and then eat the person that disagrees with you?
Well, that's a whole other subject.
Okay. Let's just do weather.
It's 54 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 69, low of 55, and a chance of showers throughout the day. For on Friday, slight chance of showers, a high of 73, a low of 57. On Saturday, we're looking for sunny skies, a high of 82, getting only down to about 67 that night. And on Sunday, we're right back up looking at the 100-degree mark on Sunday.
Oh, good.
Sunday and
so it's
Monday
going
again.
From 40 to 100. And
exactly. We're doing that switchy change. Weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated, and they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Bonnie, good morning.
Hey, Carl. Thanks so much for taking my call. I just wanted to refresh everybody's memory about the Sunday serenade that we're having at the All Saints Episcopal Church tomorrow night from 7 to 9. And you were so good to...
It is. And it's when we say Sunday, we mean like ice cream Sunday. So it's not on Sunday. It's on Saturday.
Right.
That's
it's
right.
Friday, the 17th, tomorrow evening from 7 to 9 p.m. And we've got Lou White and the band.
And it's going to be not only just music, but there's going to be ice cream.
Ice cream. And then I know that the kids, the jazz band from Foothill, the Cougar Jazz Band, they have a following, too. So it's going to be a real fun evening. You have all kinds of great music from the 50s and 60s.
It'd just be a nice time.
So
yeah.
They can go online or they can just call the church 243-1000 and get a reserve a ticket.
And once again, it's Friday night?
Tomorrow night.
Seven. And what's the time again?
7 to 9 p.m.
7 to 9 p.m. at the?
All Saints Episcopal Church.
Right across from the Lake Reading Golf Course.
Lake Reading Golf Course, right there on the corner.
Yeah.
And whoever thought they'd be dancing in the church, well, we're going to do that.
Sounds like a great evening.
Okay, Bonnie, thanks so much. There's going to be a lot of people there.
Thank you so much for taking the call.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Hey, we're here with Tim Bousman, and who heads up the Veterans Home right here in Reading, and Gary Moore, who is the publicity guy out there.
Good morning.
And, you know, Gary just looks edgy. Does he look edgy?
He does look edgy.
He comes in wearing a black with a red shirt and his spiky hair.
Yeah.
Are you sure you're from Reading?
I am. Okay. I actually even...
Even better, I'm from Bernie.
Bernie. Well, that explains it. That's, everybody wears their hair like that in Bernie.
Uh-huh. Do they?
Yeah, school teachers.
I haven't been up in Bernie in a while. Maybe I have to go check that out.
There you go. That's nice.
And he's got that goatee going for him.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You're just, you know, you look like you could be doing, radio work in San Francisco or L.A. or someplace like that.
Well, that's back in the day.
You used to do that.
In the early 90s
when
I was with NBC. I had a great time down there. Tim and I were just talking about this outside. It's a wonderful place, San Francisco, but I wouldn't want to live there again.
It's changed.
But it's changed so much.
It has changed a lot.
I used to live there in 67, 68.
Yeah, I was in that area in the late 60s and early 70s, and it was a great place to be then.
67?
Not so much now.
You're right.
It's changed so much.
People were friendly, and it was a lot cleaner. But, you know, then it did. Last night, we watched a documentary on Janis Joplin. And, you know, we're Big Brother and the Holding Company. You could go to the Fillmore West and see Big Brother and the Holding Company. You could see Jefferson Airplane. You could see all those big bands back then. It didn't cost hardly anything. You get a contact high and walking into the place. But they were all those bands that were just going on. Grateful Dead. All those guys were just, I mean, that's when it was really starting down in the Haight-Ashbury area then. So it was a remarkable time to be in that area in that time.
Absolutely. But it brings back so many great memories of all of the great restaurants and all the stuff that is so absolutely gone now. Yeah. Changed completely.
Okay. Let's go on. Because Tim's here with us, and we're going to be talking
about something besides that.
Well, we're going to be talking about the Veterans Home. I mean, it's been a while since you've been here, and so let's get an update. Tim, good morning.
Good morning. Well, thanks for having me back. I appreciate your time. You never compliment me on my hair, though. It's always Gary.
Well, I was going to say something that I really like that Marine Corps haircut you have.
Well, thank you.
Like that? You know, some people have mohawks. You have a no-hawk.
That's right. There you go. That's right.
I just made that up.
I've never heard that.
It was a good one. Okay. Anyway.
Well, again, thanks for having me. I'm glad to give you an update on the home. Our current census right now, we're 136 residents that are actually living in the home.
Wow, that's...
Yeah, it's great. We've really grown since last time. I don't recall our census back when I was on before, but 136 today. We've got 4 beds spoken for, so really our census is 140 when you look at it that way.
And what's the capacity?
150.
Wow, so you're getting close to capacity.
We are close to capacity. We're having some challenges with some staffing over on our memory care because, as you know, that's our highest level of care out there is our memory care. So we're really concerned with providing top-notch care over there. So we've got to get a few more people hired to get
what
in.
And what kind of people?
Specifically certified nursing assistants.
Okay.
CNAs.
And you've been having problems with that from the beginning.
That's an industry.
I shouldn't say problems, but it's been a challenge.
That's an industry challenge that we all face in this business of long-term care. So
isn't one of the things though is when you're getting them is the process of trying to get somebody hired. Has that been streamlined at all?
We have certainly streamlined that. It's still obviously the application process, the interview process, all of that still takes time, but not anywhere near what it was when we were first starting up and trying to fill all those positions.
Yeah, it was terrible. It was taking you months to even get people through the whole get you through the system.
The state has a turnaround time now of about 4 weeks, where it used to be 12 to 16 weeks to get all those paperwork and tests and exams through.
At least that's good.
So they've made.
Is there a shortage of people with that?
It is. Yeah, in the industry, what happens is these CNAs come into the business for either one of two things: to either step to a LVN type program, or as a stepping stone back into the workforce until they get into something else. It's not typically a career that people stay in for long.
So it's a lower level nursing.
It is. Yes.
Skill.
Yeah.
Okay.
But nonetheless, one of the most important positions that we have in our entire operation is the CNA, because they provide the majority of the hands-on care to the veterans.
Okay.
There you go.
We're here with Tim Bousman, who is the director of the Veterans Home here in Reading, and Gary Moore, who does the publicity and gets the word out about the Veterans Home. We're going to take a break, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business right here in town, open 7 days a week at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, where the best coffees and teas and other things you can buy right there, and veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in Northern California, and every tobacco accessory and tobacco you could possibly imagine. All of this at Tobacco and Brew. I said veteran-owned business, and it's more than that. They support our community in so many different ways. I mean, they put on things. They put on, and they don't get a lot of – they don't get any recognition for it because they do it low-key, but they're out there helping. Anytime something's needed for veterans, they are there, tobacco and brew. We'll be right back after these messages. 8:15 in the morning, 54 degrees going up to 69 today.
Wrapped around each other, trying so hard to stay warm. That first cold winter together.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California that includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Thursdays. Trish is my girl here. 8:23 in the morning, Thursday, June the 16th, 54 degrees, going up to 69 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms opened up 7 years ago, John and Sarah, and have made a huge success out of this store. It's, like I said, privately owned, privately operated. It's not a big box store, but they can meet or beat any prices at the big box stores. Not only that, but their customer service is just simply outstanding. Every type of gun, whether it's a pistol or long gun, you can get there.
They have gunsmiths that can work on any gun you have and will. They have all the shooting accessories you could possibly want and classes on CCW and hunter safety. Everything, one-stop shopping, right at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. Give them a call at 222-8222. Okay, Trish and I are back with Tim Bousman, who heads up the Veterans Home here in Reading, and Gary Moore, the publicist out there. And, Tim, you said that a couple of things have happened out there. You just had a California public health
survey
taken out there. And
yeah, we had annually CDPH comes out and surveys for Medicare standards and for Title 22 standards, which is the title that we operate under in the state of California. So annually they come out, they do surveys, they have a team of 6-7 surveyors that look at the operation. We currently had our most recent annual survey, and things went very, very well.
Which kind of things are they looking for?
They're looking at total resident care, patient care. They're looking at our medical program, our activity program, our social services that we provide, physician services, the entire operation, the infrastructure, everything that we deliver. They look at to ensure it's safe, it's provided within standards, and that we're meeting the CMS, Title 22, and USDVA requirements.
Okay, and housekeeping issues. All of the above.
The entire operation.
Okay.
So it's similar to, you've probably heard JCO in the hospitals. It's similar to that in the long-term care business. So we had a great survey. We came out of it with very few findings, as they call it, where they may find that The residents said that the public restrooms weren't cleaned frequently enough or something like that. And we just go and fix those issues that they identify, and we move on.
And they have to – one of the things you have to recognize is if they have to find something.
Absolutely.
The cleaner your facility, the more it just becomes a challenge with them.
Yes.
And you can always tell at the end of one of these surveys. We do that at the senior center that I run.
Sure.
And I love it because they'll come up with two or three minor little tiny things, and then I go, wow, I did really good.
Absolutely.
Because those minor little things, they had to put something on that report.
Well, you know, maybe you should think about like leaving something. Like, oh,
set it up.
There's a piece of toilet paper laying here on the floor.
You do it
on purpose or something. I was like, oh, hey, the trash can was only half full. You know, so what you do is fill it up. It's like, oh, look what we found here. You go, gosh, you know what? That is a big thing. Yes. Okay. Oh, no. But everything else was fine. All right.
That'll be our survey management strategy for next year.
There you go. I'm convinced they got to find something. Yeah.
When you're out on independent duty, it's every time you turn around, there's a major inspection because they got to kind of watch it,
sure.
You know, and find things for you. The first time I just taken over the command, and we were, like I said, independent duty, so you're out in the hinterlands out there. And they came through, and, I'd been there for less than a month, and they just tore us apart. I mean, they were finding things like leather grommets in the coffee urns were drying out. I mean, everything. And the guy says, well, you're lucky because you just took over. He said, but we'll be back in 2 years. And I went, So by the time he came back, I'd turned in everything. I had moved everything. And they went through and they were playing. We ended up, showing them how to throw knives at the end of it. You know, no findings. Because I learned from that first one. But yours is because it was so good. I don't know. It can only go down.
That's right. Better way to look at it.
Okay. No, that's great because obviously everybody's pitching in on something like this.
We've got an awesome staff, Carl. We've done some great hires out there, and the folks that are working for us are completely committed to providing this care to the veterans that they provide. So I'm pretty proud of the
results. How many people are employed?
We've got 175 positions or so out there. So we're at about 150-something right now, last count.
Some of the people working out there. They all love it. And they seem to be doing a good job out there.
There you go.
So where are you? There's something else you have also going too.
Sure. We've got this program called Music and Memory. And what Music and Memory program is a gentleman found it it's been probably 10 years ago now, where if you program music that's specific to residents that have dementia or Alzheimer's in some way that are compromised cognitively, you program music that's specific to their liking, that there's some type of reaction that happens in the brain where they almost come out of that demented stage for a period of time. It's a connectivity that happens with the memories that are associated with this music from years years past.
Okay.
So the key is to identify specific music that means something to that individual from the time frame, maybe their 20s or teenage years or something along those lines. So a lot of science behind it, a lot of studies behind it. And we've recently implemented the program. We're part of a UC Davis study to look at results. And you use this for things like fall management, fall prevention, with residents that might forget that they can't stand up and walk because they don't have the strength in their legs anymore. They frequently fall. Put this music on them, and they almost transform back to the years that the music represents in their mind.
Almost. Wow. What do you mean by almost?
Well, obviously, they're not going to be able to get up, walk around like they did back in that time frame. But we had a gentleman recently, one of our first participants, who identified music from his wedding. This was identified in a questionnaire through family. The music that was played at his wedding, he had for several years not been up, around, talking, interacting because of how the dementia has impacted him. We put this music on him, and he began to tear up. He began to recognize this music from his wedding and started to talk and share memories about his wedding. 2 days later, he shared with somebody in passing a memory from his wedding. 2 days after, and for many years before, hadn't been able to share any memories with people.
Wow.
Is he bedridden?
Well, not bedridden in the sense that you might think, but yes, certainly in a wheelchair, not up and around, and
not
cognitively intact at all to be able to communicate necessarily with us. So
I can so see the music impact, though, because that, you know, if you're listening to music and you hear a song, boy, it'll pop memories that you can just absolutely visually see where you were when that particular song. Absolutely.
Sure. Well, and from a layperson's perspective, if you've ever been impacted or had somebody in your family impacted by Alzheimer's dementia, it is strange because there are times where they might recall A, B, or C, but not recall X, Y, or Z.
Yes.
And vice versa. So this music concept that this gentleman has come up with in this study that they performed really has shown some great results, and we were really excited. We're if you look at the map of the Music and Memory Program, we're by far the furthest in the north in California to have anything north of Sacramento that's participating in this type of program.
A lot of the reason that things don't reach north of Sacramento because it's a whole lot of people in the state of California don't know there's anything north of Sacramento. It's right on the Oregon border. They don't
even
get
when
it.
They write articles about it. You know, like when the Oregon kids came down and trashed the Slaughter Island. You know, we were still in Southern Oregon.
Yeah. Sure.
You know, Redding was, Shasta was in Southern Oregon.
It's amazing because I can remember when I'd go to meetings down there, you know, and people from the Bay Area and what have you, and they go, it takes you 2.5 hours to get here from, where do you live? You know what I mean? I'm still in California, and I've still got another hour above me before I get to the Oregon coast. And there,
so this is
you don't get it.
This is a clinically approved
study
they're doing.
It's a study,
and so it's and probably won't work on everybody. Nothing ever does, but on some people, it brings back memories. Which then, well, what does that do then for them? I mean, does that? I mean, and they can't walk, What does that do?
So it gives them, from our observation, it has given them a certain level of almost peace or calm or tranquility.
Okay.
We have gentlemen that are so agitated that often, like I said, they'll stand up and then fall because they're agitated for some reason, but they can't communicate what their agitation is because
they can't
of their
talk.
Cognitive impairment. Sure. So this music has, we had another gentleman that tried it. We put it on him. He was in bed, and we heard a noise in the hallway, and our staff went down to see what it was. This gentleman, who, again, has not communicated with us in quite some time, was lying in his bed singing a song, the song that was in his ears that meant something to him. If we can bring even a minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes of quality of life improvement for our residents with dementia, it's worth whatever we have to do that.
I believe strongly that we should be investing so many more dollars into Alzheimer, dementia,
absolutely,
research, because that probably is the most horrendous thing. Mm-hmm. And as we age longer, more people are going to be suffering from it. We should be putting so many dollars in research
absolutely
into that.
Absolutely, I agree.
Okay, I'm here with Tim Bousman, who is the director out there at the Veterans Home, and Gary Moore, who is our publicist and does such a great job of getting the word out about what's happening out there. And we're going to take a quick break here. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 8:30 here at KCNR 1460.
I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
There's country in the air at this year's Shasta District Fair, opening at noon today. Fair gates and carnival open at noon today with free admission for seniors 62 and over. Brought to you by the Record Searchlight and Action News Now. And Sierra Nevada bring you the nostalgia of Journey Revisited on the Members First Credit Union Grandstand stage at 8 p.m. Enjoy the antics of hypnotist Chris Mabry, plus Brad's World of Reptiles and plenty of showmanship in the Livestock Show Arena. The grounds are full of live entertainment all day long, and all entertainment is free with paid fair admission. Tomorrow, Grandstand Entertainment is country music's up-and-coming Jackson Mickelson, brought to you by Miller & Coors. And Saturday, don't miss the annual Junior Livestock Auction. It's your chance to come out and support the local youth and pay off time for their hard work. Then, at 7 p.m., it's crash, bang, and crazy time with go-kart, auto, and boat races brought to you by Budweiser and Bud Light. See you at the fair.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
If you have knee or hip pain, learn how to stop hurting and start moving again. Providence Orthopedic Institute invites you to a free talk on June 17th at Mount Shasta Resort. Mako Technology at Providence may be the right solution for your knee or hip joint pain. Life is better in motion, so come to Providence Orthopedic Institute's free talk Friday, June 17th at Mount Shasta Resort. Register at 888-907-0915 or at providence.org/jointrobot.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460, about the rain. Bob has this strange sense of humor since we had lightning strikes in our area last night and we're off the air that this is funny. This is funny.
I'm enjoying it.
You know what? We may be on the air. I'm not sure. But an engineer is down there right now. And we are, but we are streaming all over the world. Isn't it funny that people in the Netherlands can listen to us, but people next door can't? Isn't that strange? Anyway, is that me? Is that me? Oh, okay. Well, we'll just turn me off. And, why does that work?
You really need to be in the studio this morning.
This is just,
this has been just...
It all started this morning.
It started early. It's gotten better all morning long.
Every morning. Okay, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you, though, by Cypress Hair Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. I'm telling you what, another better-known business that gives the best haircuts possibly in the world.
even better than the four-hour haircut you get in Taiwan, Taipei, Taiwan. This place is man's last stronghold, the Cheers of barbershops. It is the very best. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens, across from the subway there, right down the street from Classic Cafe with Millie and Kathy. And once a month, I go down there to have my chipped beef on toast. You know, I go down other times, but next Thursday when after President Obama's down there today and doesn't say anything about guns or anything, and he goes down and he makes this a speech about bringing people together in their sorrow, and if when he does that, you're going to buy me breakfast next Thursday, and if he doesn't, I'm going to buy you breakfast
there you go.
Next Thursday. All right, we'll all meet down there. Okay, we're here with Tim Boseman and Gary Moore, and Tim heads the director of the Veterans Clinic out there. Now, somebody asked how many, were two veterans we have, and you said it's around 15 to 18. Unfortunately, we lost some veterans.
We have, yeah. Last month we did lose some veterans, and that's why there's a bit of a swag on that number, as you said, during the break. It's not obviously exact by any means, but our veterans come, obviously, and they have some acuity that come with them, meaning they're sicker, they're frail, they're obviously elderly. So, unfortunately, we do lose veterans, that pass on. But we're very fortunate to be in this business of providing care in the final days that the veterans have here on Earth. So,
yeah, so they have... that they're being taken care of, they're with other veterans, they're with people that, that the staff that cares about them, that loves them. And you know what? If you're going to go out,
what an environment for them to be with their peers and those last days, quality as opposed to quantity sometimes is the best.
Sure, absolutely.
Well, let me throw this in, too. There's been several residents that have moved in that have kept to themselves. They don't talk. They're really reserved. They don't share stuff. And we had one man move in just a little bit over a year ago, and he was like that. And now you cannot keep him off the dance floor. He's active, he's involved, and he's associating.
Do you have dance checks?
We do. The most recent one was back in Valentine's Day. We had a king and queen. We awarded a king and queen. It was a Valentine's dance. It was great.
I think that as people age, and everybody knows that I run a senior center as well, and it's not about the meal, it's not about all the other things, it's about providing a place for those people to be, to share with their peers, a life that can make such a difference in their lives. You can put them in a living environment like that for our veterans. What a rich reward. And so well deserved, but that's the best thing we can do for them.
Absolutely. I had a female veteran come up to me the other day, a member of our home, who said, I never imagined at this stage in my life, she's 86 years old, making a best friend.
I know.
And you don't think,
this great, enriching story.
Absolutely. You don't think about this stage in your life coming to a home and making best friends with another veteran in this type of care setting.
Okay.
And people that share your interests and things you know about that you just, yeah.
Absolutely.
Incredible.
Can I talk?
Yes, you may.
it's been one of those days.
I know.
It starts.
Hey, okay, so people are out there and they're going, gosh, you know what? My dad or my, or me or somebody would say, how do I get into the veterans home?
Sure.
How can I get into the veterans home?
Well, by far, Carl, that's one of the most frustrating points that I hear from people wanting to become members of our home is the process and the time that it takes to get into the home, and especially now because the demand is so high. We have an incredible demand for the beds that are available to us, especially our highest acuity beds. Our residential care facility for the elderly is more assisted living, lower level care. Those beds, we don't have a huge wait list for, but we also don't have a lot of people that are needing that level of care because they're frequently wanting to stay at home as long as possible. So the application process that we're seeing now is typically those veterans that are trying to get into our more our higher acuity beds, our skilled nursing facility and memory care beds. So they fill out the application, which is a bit lengthy, but for good purpose. There's a purpose behind it. We need medical history, for instance, to ensure that we can meet the needs of those veterans that need to come to us. We can't take care of everybody. because we're not an acute care hospital, so we can't necessarily take care of people that are having acute illnesses that need immediate treatment that are above our scope.
Like what?
For instance, if you're actively receiving some type of
dialysis.
Well, we can do dialysis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We don't do dialysis on site, but we do have veterans that go out daily. If you have something that's being treated actively, such as cancer, for instance, that is having active treatments daily, we may not be able to provide the care setting for that. It might not be the best type of care setting. That might be more appropriate for long-term acute care. Head injuries, for instance, if you're coming in with neck and head injuries and you're needing several hours a day of therapy, you might need to be in a long-term acute care hospital that can provide those hours and hours of therapy to get you back to your baseline before you then come to us. And that's pretty standard, again, in the industry. We're at just a certain level of care and can't go beyond that. So the application process addresses all of those things.
Okay, so, all right, so you've got somebody that wants to be in the, not the acute care, but the other...
RCFE.
Yeah.
How do they start the process to determine whether they can be there or not?
Yep.
First step is to start out with the application process. We've got a checklist that you've got to provide your demographics, and we verify and vet and make sure that you have veteran status and eligibility to be in the home. You provide your medical records, often coming from the VA or your private facility, private practitioner. All of that information comes together, and then we go through it, meet individually, one-on-one with the veteran or the caretaker, and go through all of that medical history to make sure that they're going to be able to come in and live in a communal environment. That's another big important step. Our social workers are involved in this process to make sure that the veteran who's been a recluse for 25 years and doesn't want to be around people is now okay with being around 140 other people, because it's going to be a different living situation.
Because they're going to eat dinners together. They're
absolutely
going to eat. Yeah, there you go.
So we go through all of that during the application process. But the first step is to make contact with our admissions office or go online and download the application and start the application.
Okay, so they can actually go online and they would go to Veterans Home?
It's calvet.ca.gov.
And okay.
It's the whole state's webpage for all the homes.
And then just go.
And we're still doing tours that started back when the home was first opened, before even any veterans were calling it home. We still do tours on Wednesdays at 1 p.m. and group setting, and we take them to throughout all the common areas, and we try to show them one room that's empty so they can see what the living situation's like out there. And that's a great time to get that application packet, take a quick glance at it, and ask questions right on the spot.
There you go.
What can people
Wednesdays at 1 p.m.
Wednesdays at 1.
What can people bring out there to the veterans' home?
I'll tell you, Carl, we are inundated with support from this community. That's one thing
So we don't really need anything out there.
Well, I'm not saying that exactly, but I would say daily is not a stretch. Daily we're receiving some donations of some sort. So now we are starting to dial in. We do have a wish list that gets published out on our Facebook site.
Every quarter, yeah.
And then we also will take calls. And if people are interested in donating specific things, they can always call us and ask if we might need those things. For instance, we get books frequently, and I can tell you all libraries on all of our neighborhoods are as full with books as they're ever going to be able to
get. I think we have a reading society in Northern California,
yes,
specifically in Shasta County, because
right,
we have books at the senior center, like books and sacks of books and lots of books.
Sure.
I just saw a cartoon yesterday about a Kindle, and it's talking to a book. It says, you're antiquated, you're heavy, you know, your pages make noise. He says, you're just going completely out of business. Why would people still want a book? And the book reaches over and turns the Kindle off.
Great.
I like that.
I'm a book person myself.
Well, sure. Carl, you donated a lot of books, too. We have a lot of the books,
I try to do military.
And DVD stuff.
Yeah, that DVD.
You gave us boxes, several boxes.
You probably threw them away on the way home.
Nope.
They're
on the shelves now.
They made a memory.
Yeah, Trish. Photos of Trish here during the show. Here, that's it.
Right.
Okay. So we know how to kind of ask about how to get in. You know, the progress for getting in, the different groups of people that are there, the music and sound, which is really cool. I didn't realize that.
I think that's fascinating.
You know that what they say is music has the ability to soothe the savage beast, mm-hmm. and that one I would say it's not a savage beast, but it brings back good memories. And the way you put it, Tim, was really good. It gives them a tranquility, even if it's only for 3 or 4 minutes.
Sure.
It's, you know,
three or four minutes they didn't have before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's something on that will extend that. You see all different types of stuff that might help dementia and Alzheimer's and anything from diets to everything out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, okay, here we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. Tim Bousman, who is head of the Veterans Home right here in Reading, and Gary Moore, the publicist out there. We'll be right back.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at megastarfinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 3043.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish.
Thursdays. I like Thursday mornings. Say, boy, we've had some good information come out this morning.
We have. Hey, hit the weather one more time so everybody knows what's happening this week.
Well, we're 54 degrees today. Yeah. Looking for a 69. We're going to have some rain off and on today. Tomorrow, we have a slight chance of showers, but a high of 73. And on Saturday, we're looking for 82, and the sun is back out. And by the first of the week, we're going to actually be back up to the 100-degree mark. So weather's always is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. give them a call at 365-3793.
Veteran-owned business out there, Chuck
yeah,
and Judy.
Hey,
so it's going to be up to 100 again.
Yes,
next week.
By the first of the week.
It's 40. It's 54 right now. It's going to be 100 next week.
And we wonder why our bodies have a hard time acclimating to the weather.
50-degree, and then people wonder, because people get sick.
Well, there you go. The body just goes, oh, well, what do I do?
Where am I? I'm in temperature hell. I'm in temperature hell. Okay. Hey, good morning, everybody. Now, tomorrow on the show, we're going to have John Lopey, Sheriff John Lopey.
Oh, good.
From Siskiyou County, who's going to comment on the record searchlights, as he called it, shoddy reporting, and the specious comments they made. He said none of it. He says he talked to the people. They had nothing in there that he said or parts of what he said. The fact is that he was accused of, and he was accused of intimidating voters.
And he goes,
you know, it was so far from the truth. And so he's going to be on tomorrow morning for about an hour to talk about this. And I was kind of hoping, and I'm going to tell Carol Ferguson from the Record Searchlight, you need to listen to this thing, you know, because if one of your reporters did something like this, they did a hatchet job on him. And then the editorial afterwards, you know, you might want to listen to the guy and see what he says and see where your information came from. So anyway, that's tomorrow.
Never let it be said that you read anything that wasn't totally accurate in the Record Searchlight.
It's hard to believe.
Nicely
that
put,
it's hard to believe that sometimes there's mistakes. And President Obama's not going to talk guns.
Yeah, bet
today.
Me.
You know what? If he doesn't talk guns, that's worth breakfast, right?
Well, not exactly. You said that he was going to go down there and try to be
a healing force.
Be a healing force, and
yeah.
I said after 7.5 years.
You don't believe that?
I don't believe that.
Okay, we'll see. Got
you know what? I am.
You know what? I am the internal optimist.
Yes.
Maybe the cockeyed optimist is in the song.
Delusional.
No.
Okay. She's got your number this morning, Carl.
You know what? You know, it's just been like this. It started last night. Lightning strikes. Lightning strikes. Hey, we're having lightning strikes. Oh gosh. I never used to worry about that, unless I was holding a rifle, and then you find out that you're just a little lightning rod right there. Okay, hey, we're here with Tim Bousman, who is the director of the Veterans Home, who's trying to get out of here. We've got the door locked. And Gary Moore, who fits in right here, right now.
Thank you.
So, Tim, good morning. Welcome back. Hey, thanks for everything you do out there, first of all. You obviously care, and your people care, and they all like you out there. And because of, you know, your attitude toward our veterans is so much appreciated.
Well, thank you, Carl. Appreciate that.
United States Mounted Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard came out when they were here for the Reading Rodeo, and they enjoyed it. I mean, the Marines enjoyed it going out there.
It was real nice. We really appreciate their support and them coming out to the home. They do a nice presentation of the colors, but what they also do, Carl, that's really cool is these guys take time to sit and have lunch with the veterans. They integrate right into the common area where the meal service is provided, and they sit down and enjoy lunch and share stories and really build some memories for our veterans and probably for the Marines as well that come out.
They did. They had a great time. Are you going to check on that smell you're smelling there? Because the coffee's burning because the last person there to take the coffee just didn't turn it off. Anyway, you know, it's one of those days today.
It has been a most interesting
you can
day
go
in
for,
the
you
studio.
Can go for a year without one thing going on, and then Bob stands up and I smelled it at the same time. Somebody takes the coffee and it doesn't turn off the coffee pot, and it'll take that last half inch of coffee and dry it out in like 5 minutes and then burn it. So, anyway, enough of that.
Either that or more wires are burning.
No, this is coffee. Or it could be that, you know, it could be is that, you know, something in here is burning, but I don't see it. Look, everything's working.
It is. I think it's remarkable.
Okay, moving on back. For the Veterans Home itself and the things that are going on, we got about 8 minutes left. What can we be looking forward to out there? I mean, is there going to be changes or what's on the horizon?
Sure. Well, first off, I want to say next week on the 24th, we anticipate a new wall being constructed. It's a small memorial wall that will be put up right around the main center flagpoles that we've got. And this will be a memorial wall that will memorialize those veterans that have passed while members of our home. What's really neat about this wall is it's actually being designed and constructed, and the fundraising has been completed by a local Eagle Scout. And the Eagle Scout has really taken ownership of the project, and they were just out yesterday actually looking at the site, and we're really excited to see this wall go up so we can memorialize those veterans that passed in our home.
You know, just by way of note, we in Northern California and Shasta County specifically in the Redding area have more Eagle Scouts per capita than I think probably any other place in the United States. It's a very unique, sure, prestigious thing that the Eagle Scout. And we have many, many, many Eagle Scouts every year.
I didn't realize that, but it doesn't surprise me, to be honest with you.
I found that out when I first got on the Board of Supervisors. I had an Eagle Scout contact me about his court, and I thought, wow, what a unique, interesting thing. And so I went to the ceremony and awarded him a plaque.
Nice.
And all of a sudden, it was a monthly thing. And I'm going, wait a minute, I thought this happened just once in a while. And over the years, I realized we have a lot of Eagle Scouts, very active scouting program, which is, speaks well for the North State.
Absolutely.
As a side note.
So to answer your question, Carl, about on the horizon, we've got some, besides the wall, we've got some great opportunities coming up with the home, continuing to obviously fill the last 10 beds at this point, so we can be at capacity and serve as many veterans as possible as the building was designed. We also are looking forward to, in September, will be our Founders Day celebration, so that'll be coming up, and we'll be celebrating, I guess this is already the third year. I can't believe it.
I can't believe it, and all the struggling to establish the facility. You know, and we tend to assume that everybody that's listening to us knows exactly everything about where the veterans' home is, and I'm here to tell you that that's probably not true. So let's remind them where the veterans' home is and how they get there.
Sure. Well, we're out on Knighton Road, 3400 Knighton Road. So obviously off of I-5 towards the airport, we're right in between 5 and the airport.
Mm-hmm.
But our home, we're 153 beds, is the licensed capacity. As I was mentioning during the break, we have converted and added those last three licenses. We're actually originally designed to be 150, but because of the veterans and veterans' spouse interest that we've had in the community, we added the three additional beds. So we now have three rooms that are semi-private and married couples can live in.
So it doesn't, it's anywhere in California, right, that can come to this home?
Yes.
Okay, but it's not like reserved for people in the Redding area or Northern California.
It is not.
Do we have many from this area that are there?
We have. I couldn't give you the number off the top of my head, but yes, we have. There are a lot that are either Redding or North.
Just surrounding the North.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of cool because then you've got, you know, your family still here and they can help you
absolutely
out and all those things.
And we do consider that. You remember we were talking about the social services piece of our admissions process. We consider the family support because we do have seven other sites in the state of California. So just because we happen to be the newest doesn't mean we're the best fit for everybody. So,
well, exactly. It doesn't make any sense to drag somebody out of Southern California
exactly
and put them up here away from all of their other support system
absolutely
if there's a bed available for them closer to home.
And there are beds available in certain areas, though.
There are,
right?
Yes. And we are working.
Get out to the high desert, you've probably got, you know, lots of openings
got
up there.
A lot of beds out in Barstow.
Yeah. Well, gosh, Barstow, I can't understand why. It's like the epicenter of culture out there.
And greenery. Yountville has some beds as well. We function as a system, which is nice. We're really working hard to continue to build this system concept where if you apply at Redding, if we can't meet your needs or we don't have beds available, we can offer to just basically transmit your application to one of our seven sister facilities.
Mm-hmm.
So then you're right in the same line as you were when you applied for us. It's a system, a healthcare system that
mm-hmm
we're trying to continue to work towards in Calvet.
Okay. Well, I guess it would be is that when if you're sitting, talking with your family and you're sitting there and you're thinking about whether it's a good decision or not, is there like a little checklist for a family to kind of take a look and say, is it time for my mom, dad, or myself to go to the
sure
to go to a veteran's home?
Yeah, I don't know that there's a formalized checklist necessarily, but there's certainly conversations that should happen between physicians, care providers, caretakers that are handling the daily care that mom or dad might need. And then, of course, the veteran is ultimately, let's not forget, the one that gets to make the decision.
I think
here.
You had one got up there, and once they were there, just said, nah, I don't want to do this.
You know,
and that was when you first opened up.
And we've had it happen a couple of times. And it's not because they're not happy with the facility. It's because they realize once they get there that they're not quite ready to give up their independence of their own home. You know, I say all the time, we do an awesome job. I'm proud of our staff. I'm proud of the services. But I know we're not home.
And as long as they can stay in their home, a lot of people, and certainly that may be their best environment if they have the proper support services to make that happen.
Yes. Do you have people that drive?
We do.
Out there? Okay.
On our 93 beds, our RCFE, they still, many of them still have a driver's license and a vehicle parked right there on premises.
Okay.
So that's not a problem.
So they can get around.
Sure. Yeah, and some of our guys that are veterans that come in say, you know, this is great. I get three meals provided.
It's like being in the service.
Exactly. I still have my car.
Place to live. I got my own private shower, which is really cool.
You go out on Thursday night and go to the dances.
Absolutely,
I got TV. They have special occasions. I get a birthday cake. People like me. I like them. Yes. You know. So this may be some of the best places they've been in the last 20 years.
And that's true. We do things like last week we took folks on sailboats out of Whiskeytown.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, real good stuff.
All right. And I know you've got season tickets to the Colt 45.
That's right. Yes,
absolutely. Okay. All right. Well, Tim Bousman, who is the director of the Veterans Home, thank you so much for everything you do.
Well, thank you.
And how you take care of our veterans out there. And Gary Moore, of course, who is the man that gets the word out all the time and has been a friend of ours for a long time. Okay, everybody have a great day. Remember, Sheriff John Lopey from Siskiyou County is going to be on tomorrow, and he's going to be fired up. It's the good guys against the bad guys. What's your year?
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
KCNR, Shasta Reddy.
My ground won't be turned around.
Your news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Val Dior. President Obama travels to Orlando today to meet with a community that is grieving after Sunday's deadly mass shooting.
He's going down there to make clear that he speaks for the country when he says that we're going to be with the people of Orlando. We share in their grief and that they're not alone.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest, six people wounded in the attack are still in critical condition. That's an improvement from a couple of days ago when five people were in that grave condition. 23 people in all are still at Orlando Regional. The number of people seeking U.S. employment benefits rose last week.
The Labor Department says weekly applications for unemployment aid increased 13,000 to a seasonally adjusted 277,000. The four-week average edged down to 269,250. Applications have remained below 300,000 for 67 straight weeks. Businesses cut back sharply on high.